Well, Wisp, the fifth test is off and running. Day one done at the Oval. I'll tell you what, familiar sight for mine. We're in the box seat again. 8 for 271. They did hit back late, the Poms, but I'm liking what we're doing over there. And a man who has followed it all from the start all the way through is our mate Pete Lawler. Welcome to you, Pete.
Hi, mate. I'm glad you're liking it because I didn't. I reckon they should have had the Poms rock and roll by about an hour after lunchtime. I thought the Australians really arrived in a sort of, you know, departure lounge syndrome, maybe just, they just weren't engaged. They didn't play well in that first session and a half. They dropped Joe Root 3 times.
Yeah, we grassed a few.
Yeah, grassed more than a few, and then Warner kind of missed one in slips, and Cummins bowled a no ball that should have been a wicket. Starkey didn't bowl well, but you're right, they got back into the game, and they found a bit of their mojo, and everyone can address their apologies to Mitchell Marsh.
Yes, yes.
He bowled brilliantly.
The Chief Destroyer, 4 for 35, took Stokes' wicket, held a very important catch too to dismiss Burns. Were you surprised overall, before we get back to Mitch Marsh, were you surprised that we put them in, Pete?
I was surprised, to be honest. I kind of liked it because the skies were heavy and I hadn't been out to see the pitch, but there was a bit of grass on it. But I thought they were backing themselves, and good luck to them. They want to get in and put the pressure on England's batsmen. And if they'd held those catches and done their stuff right, it would have paid off better than it did. But, yeah, I was surprised.
Tell us about Mitchell Marsh then, Pete, because he had it swinging a lot. You talk about whipping boys in sport. He's certainly been one of them. What did you make of his performance? As Wisp said, the 4 for 35.
Yeah, Mitchell Marsh. He's probably Australia. You know, the Marsh brothers are probably Australia's favourite whipping boys in sport, aren't they? And if you know Mitchell Marsh, it's really hard to like him. He's one of the nicest blokes going around. He's funny. He's charismatic. He's talented, but he's never delivered on his talent. And that's always been the knock on him, and that's what drives Australians mad. And he said after the game, "I'm probably the most hated bloke in Australia." And he sort of grinned and said, "That's all right." You know, he said, "Everyone's passionate about their sport, and I haven't delivered. I get that." He said, "But maybe, you know, one day they'll learn to respect me for bouncing back from every setback and, you know, and from every failure." He says, I'm back again, and I'm doing my best. He swung the ball. He bowled brilliantly. I think he bowled 12, I was trying to count them, 12 consecutive outswingers to Bairstow, and then one that just hooped back in and did him for all money. He did a similar thing to his old mate Curran, who was a childhood friend. They grew up together in Zimbabwe, the Marshes and the Currans, and were the best mates for 3 years. He trapped him with a ripper as well. It was interesting because I asked him after the match, I said, "What were they asking from you today?" And he said, "Well, I was kind of just there to support the other bowlers. But at lunchtime, JL said to me, 'Mate, go for it. Just back yourself and bowl for wickets.'" And he thought, "Okay, I'll have a crack here. You know, I'll hoop the ball around and see how it goes." And he really does move that Duke's ball beautifully. So well done, Mitch Marsh. You know, I was surprised they picked him. I really couldn't see him getting a game here, but I get why they did, because they want to take a bit of the workload off Cummins, who's bowled a lot of overs in this series, and Hazelwood.
But Pete, you can tell he hasn't played a lot at the top level. Didn't he come off with cramp late in the day as well?
Yeah, that was a bit embarrassing. He should have had five. He was bowling for his fiver, and he reckons he had cramp in both calves and both thighs. He blamed it on adrenaline. I mean, here's a bloke who's sort of made a radical adjustment to his fitness. He's dropped a ton of weight and been told that they want him to do the sort of stuff that Stokes does, you know, would not just bowl 6 or 7 or 8 overs a day, but to be there and possibly bowl 20 overs if we need you. So he's done all that, but then, I don't know, he's tensed up. I don't know how you get cramp in England, but we saw Jofra Archer get it a couple of games ago. So it might be a bit harder in the middle than it looks from the press box. I'm not sure about that.
Do you think Australian sports fans will soften their attitude towards him after reading yesterday that he passed up $3 million to play this one test match for Australia against England?
Gee, it takes a lot to change the minds of some Australian sports fans, doesn't it, Tim? You'd hope so. I mean, I've stated my case at the top of this item. If you knew Mitch Marsh, you'd love him. He's the most popular bloke in the team. He's been a great 12th man. Yeah, kind of heartbreaks for him when he fails and he has failed and he had a tough year. But yeah, you're right. And they said, you know, was it tough to get fit and get yourself back into the game? He said, no, it's tough not playing for Australia. This is what I want to do. So hopefully people will come round to Mitch Marsh, and hopefully it's based on him putting in a man of the match performance here with bat and ball.